Audio Renaissance presents Snobs by Julian Fellows. Read for you by Richard Morant.
Part 1. Impetuoso Fiero. Chapter 1. I do not know exactly how Edith Lavery came first to be taken up by Isabel Easton. Probably they had a friend in common or sat on some committee together, or perhaps they just went to the same hairdresser. But I can remember that from quite early on, for some reason, Isabel decided that Edith was rather a feather in her cap, someone that little bit special to be fed to her country neighbours in rationed morsels. History was, of course, to prove her right, although there was no tremendously compelling evidence for this when I first met her. Edith was certainly very pretty then, but not as she would be later when she had, as designers say, found her style. She was a type, albeit a superior example of it, the English blonde with large eyes and nice manners. I had known Isabel Easton since we were children together in Hampshire, and we enjoyed one of those pleasant, undemanding friendships that are based entirely on longevity. We had very little in common, but we knew few other people who could remember us on our ponies at the age of 9, and there was a certain comfort in our occasional encounters. I had gone into the theatre after leaving university, and Isabel had married a stockbroker and moved to Sussex, so our worlds scarcely crossed. But it was fun for Isabel to have an actor to stay occasionally, who had been seen on television, though never, as it happens, by any of us.